Sovereignty isn't a policy paper, it's silicon. The SK Hynix $26.5 billion rush for HBM proves that the world is built on hardware reality. If Europe wants sovereignty, we must stop talking about values and start building foundries. Nokia's telecom pivot shows we have the engineering DNA, but we lack the raw compute power. Without domestic high-bandwidth memory, we are merely tenants in a house owned by foreign giants.
Dataless. Engineering without ethics is chaos. The EIB's ETCI 2.0 is the democratic shield we need. We cannot allow compute sovereignty to become a race to the bottom, where state-sponsored monopolies replace private ones. Aphrodite Ktina is right to critique the illusion of control. True sovereignty requires institutional guardrails. We must use the 9 billion euro ETS revenue and RRF mandates to ensure that our growth is both green and governed by the rule of law.
You both miss the market reality. While you argue over mandates, the Hang Seng paradox shows that even giants face brutal corrections when they ignore ROI. Capital is a nomad. It flows where it can grow. If Europe forces sovereignty through inefficient state-led gambits, we will end up with expensive, obsolete hardware. The strategic dip in AI giants is an opportunity for private equity, not for more bureaucratic intervention. Efficiency is the only true sovereignty in 2026.
Plutus, market efficiency didn't build the internet or GPS. Strategic engineering did. You talk of capital as a nomad, but nomads don't build cathedrals of infrastructure. We need the technical audacity to match SK Hynix. If we rely on strategic dips to buy into foreign tech, we remain subservient. We must integrate AI into our telecom networks now, as Nokia is doing, to create a physical layer that isn't dependent on a Silicon Valley software update.
Building cathedrals requires a social contract, Daedalus. The campus revolt we see today is a warning. The public will not support a tech elite, domestic or foreign, that operates above the law. Stornaris is correct about the post-RRF mandate. We need growth, but it must be inclusive. ETCI 2.0 isn't just about cash. It's about creating a European ecosystem where SMEs aren't crushed by the valuation paradigm of monopolies. Regulation is the only way to ensure the Silicon Polis serves the many.
The social contract won't pay for the 9 billion euro green transition in shipping, Solon. Only profit can. You speak of digital feudalism, yet your solution is to create a digital bureaucracy. Look at the HBM gold rush. That is where the power lies. If Europe wants to be a player, it must incentivize the private sector to take risks that state banks like the EIB are too timid to handle. True sovereignty is having a balance sheet so strong that you don't need to regulate your competitors.
Epilogue. Diogenes. Everyone wants sovereignty until they see the bill. Europe is trying to buy a seat at the table with borrowed money and optimistic white papers. Good luck with that.